EasyIrish.com, a podcast show where learning Irish is made easy. Here are your hosts, Antoine and Darlach.
Chia Diva Harja, and welcome to EasyIrish.com. It's Misha Jarlath, Tammy and Shaw Lahanchina.
Chia Diva Harja.
And you're very welcome to another lesson of the EasyIrish.com podcast series. And Antoine, what's tonight's lesson?
Tonight's lesson, Jarlath, we're going to talk about family and family members and way to count some of your people, say how many's in your family.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So, what is the word in Irish for family?
In Irish we have a couple of words, but chaila is family, but we also have clan, and a lot of people are familiar with clan. We have the English, anglicization of the Irish word clan, C-L-I-N. We begin talking about the clans in Scotland as well, but clan, C-L-A-N-N in Irish. Now, I would use clan if I was talking about my family, my children.
Mm-hmm.
You hear people saying in English, have they family? And in Irish we would say, I'm all clan ocu, have they family? But if I was using the word family, I would use this one here that you have, and chaila. So, we'll just go through the basics, how many is in your family.
And
the way we'd say that is kivéad. Kivéad is how many. Kivéad dinne atá da haila. Kivéad dinne atá da haila. How many is in your family?
Okay.
To answer that, you could say ta, and then dinya and mahailak. There's so many. We've left a space there so people can just pick out the words. We have them listed from 1 up to 12. Ta, for example, I could say ta shakter and mahailak. There's 7 in my family.
Ah, okay, so counting people in Irish is different from counting other things. Like,
yeah,
from the
we, and we'll have to go into this in depth later on, but counting things in Irish is different from counting people.
Okay. So for example there, if we can go through there, we've got on the notes there, we've got a list of the first 12 of how to count 12 people.
If you're talking about, yeah, and I'll go through them, Gerald. One person would say, dinya a wine.
Mm-hmm.
One person.
Okay.
For two people we say, birch. And if we're talking about three people, we say thruer. If we're talking about four, we say kahra. And five people, we say, comes from the word five, you can see that, but you say ta cougar in mahailak. There's five in my family. The word she, I suppose she, S-E, there's no fat on it, but we say six people, we say sheshir, ta sheshir in mahailak. Seven, we say, ta shakter in mahaila. There's 7 people in my family. For 8 people, we say, octer, ta octer in mahaila. And for 9 people, ta ninor in mahaila, ninor. And for 10 people, we say, ta jainor in mahaila. And for 11 people, we can say, you could say dinya jeg, or you could say ian dinya jeg in mahaila. And for 12 people, we say darig, ta darig in mahaila.
Ah, okay.
Darig.
Okay, so that's a little different, but you can see for some of them there at the start of it there, if you know the numbers up to 12, you can see that.
Well, thruer, Kahra, Cougar, Sheshir, Shakter, Octer. There's some of them that you would know that they relate back to the number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, 11 and 12, you need to just learn them off. But these will be used for talking people.
Yeah, and it's just the point out, it's people, whether they're in your family or people in the room, it's just how Irish.
Oh, if you're asking many for tea, you could say cougar. five for tea, but five people.
Five people. Okay, no problem. And then, were certain names for certain members of the family then, Antona?
Well, the Irish word for the father is Achar. Achar. Mm-hmm. Again, you'll hear, if you're down about the Giltuck and Donegal, Achi. You'll not hear the R in the end of it, Achi. But Achar. Again, the word for mother, Machar. Machar. And similarly, again, you hear Mahi. Mahi. But Machar. And in the schools, they're all taught Machar. But when you go to the Giltuck, if you're lucky enough to go down to the Giltuck, you'll hear people saying Mahi. Mm-hmm. Right? The word for a brother, Jarhar. Jarhar or Jarahar. And the word for a sister is Jarfur. Jarfur.
Okay. And say then, if you were trying to say, I have one sister.
Well, for that you would say, Ta Jarfur a Wynogum. And I could say that I have one sister.
Okay.
Ta Jarfur a Wynogum.
And then it just then, I know there when you're counting one person, it's different than for counting two or more then. So if you were saying, I have two brothers.
Ta Bershara Rogum.
Ah, okay. There's a H added after the D for the word for brother there. So there's a slight change.
Yeah. But again, this is just a start and we can build on. No, we have grandmothers and grandparents. We have cousins, second cousins, mm-hmm. and aunts and uncles. We can add on all these. We have our stepmothers, stepfather. We have loads of family
members. Yeah.
Members we can put into.
Yeah, we'll come back to it. So just for today, it's just the interest that there's a different system for counting people, and just how to simply say how many people's in your family, and the names of the family members. Anton, if I asked you, Kavid Dinya, Atai Do Haila.
Ta Sheshir Mahailak.
Ah.
Ta Sheshir. And again, our listeners can look at the list and see which one sounds like that. Sheshir.
Okay.
There's six people in my family.
Okay. Right then.
And you can just say, no, you don't need to put Dinya after it. You can say Ta Sheshir and Mahila.
Sheshir and Mahila. Yeah. That says it all. Right then, no problem. And shall we move on to the quiz then?
Yep.
Alright then, so for question number one of the quiz, just for a little practice there on what we've covered, how do you ask the question, how many people are in your family? Okay, so how many people are in your family? Okay, so for number two then, if you were to answer, there are five people in my family, how would you reply in Irish? There are five people in my family. And then number three, how would you say, I have two sisters? How would you say, I have two sisters? Okay, so that's enough. For number one there, Irish, how many people are in your family?
How many people are in your family? Kavia Dinya Atada Hailak.
Ah, okay.
And that's just it. How many people is in your family? Kibia Dinya Atada Haila.
Okay, so well done if you got that correct. And then number two, if you're the answer, there are five people in my family.
Well, if you're doing this at home, just go down our list, look for the five people, and you'd say, Ta Cougar. Ta Cougar and Mahailak.
Okay.
There's five in my family.
Okay. And then, well done if you got that. And number three, and how would you say, I have two sisters?
To say that, you get the word sister, Jerfor, and you'd say, Ta Birch Jerforogum. I have two sisters. Ta Birch Jerforogum.
Okay. So, if you got all three right, congratulations. You're well on your way there. And, as I say, the notes are there, and you can listen back over and to check your answers. And shall we move on to the phrase of the week, Antona?
The phrase of the week, I suppose it's to do with the family and the home, if you like, as well. The word chaila is like household as well as family. And this phrase sort of is appropriate. And it's a great phrase, you often hear it, and it's a true saying as well. And it is, Nilian Chin Chan Martahin Han Hain. And Chinna is the Irish word for fire, or chinny. Chinchan is the fireside. And literally it means there's no fireside like your own fireside. And it's, in English if you want, there's no place like home.
Ah, okay. Just give it there again. I like the way this one sounds, actually.
Nilian Chinchan Martahin Han Hain.
Nilian Chinchan
Martahin Han Hain.
It rolls off nicely there. It's
like Nilian Chin Chan Martahin Han Hain.
Okay, so good luck with that one there. That's a good one. So, Shinee, Gurma Ogad Atana.
Gurma Ogad Hain, I hear it.
Gurma Ogad to everyone at home listening. And, yeah, Slán agus Beannacht.
Slán agus Beannacht.